Well, Tuesday's played host to yet another challenging session for local investors. The ASX 200 finished down by 1.6%. If there's a consolation in that performance, it's that the market was able to finish off its worst levels of the day. And that was helped by the fact that US futures are higher at the time of recording. So it's just a question of whether or not that translates into the early part of the European session and indeed into the start of the US session. Notwithstanding the weakness that we've seen over the course of the last 2 days, it's important to create some context around this. It's a little bit hackneyed, but it was only last week that the market was at record highs, and the index, as far as the ASX 200, is still up by around 2.7% for the year. So it's just a question of the severity of the headlines that we see around the coronavirus as to whether or not we will see more follow-through selling when it comes to global share markets and whether or not money will continue to move into safe havens. So in that regard, there perhaps was an encouraging sign today with gold stocks giving back a substantial degree of yesterday's gains. To that extent, we had St Barbara Limited shares down by around 10%, and a host of other names were down between 5 and 9%. So whether or not that's a sign that there's some profit taking in the safe haven is another debate, but it's important to look at the lens of whether or not the intensity of the selling that's been a feature of the last couple of days continues from here on in, and whether or not we see a bit of a bounce in the next couple of days. But today, to that end, we saw mining stocks marked down heavily. BHP was down by around 2%. Energy stocks in line with anything that has a outlook for growth, that group will get marked down. So Santos, Oil Search and Woodside were down in the order of around 2 to 3%. The big banks all lower, led by Westpac, down by around 1.5%. Retailers getting attention as well. Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi and Myer down in the order of around 2%. Ardent Leisure, worth pointing out, down substantially yesterday in response to coronial findings around the tragic events at the Dream World theme park. The selling continued today with the stock down by a further 6%. The China-facing stocks, as they're perceived, were also getting attention today. Treasury Wine Estates issuing the second downgrade in about a month. That stock falling by 4%. It's down by close to 30% in year-to-date terms. Bubs was caught up in that group as well, down by around 4%. Blackmores shares, the vitamin and supplement maker, today reporting that their first half profit was down by almost 50%. But that was in line with the market's expectations, given that they had downgraded expectations on the 12th of the month. So in year-to-date terms, that stock is down by around 19%. It got off pretty well today under the circumstances, down by close to 2%. And elsewhere, we finally managed to see the Aussie dollar get a little bit of traction. So overnight, it was trading at around the 65.8 US cent mark. It's had a little bit of a recovery, trading just north of 66 US cents. So the thing to bear in mind, keep an eye on those US futures in early European trade. It'll give us an indication of how Wall Street will kick off and whether or not that translates to perhaps a better session tomorrow.